Welcome to Maximum Resilience with me, Kelly Bizzani, as we go on this epic journey of how to own your power and the steps to take that lead you towards an incredible life of maximum resilience. This educational, powerful, engaging, and inspiring show will levitate your mind, strengthen your emotional resilience, and revolutionize the approach that ensures mental health as we consciously address a worldwide epidemic. Wisdom is key. Let's shift the paradigm embodying mental and emotional wellness. We do recover. Experience the transformation from victim to victor, giving rise to living your best life. Here's the secret: to learn how to master unleashing your full potential every day in every way. Maximum resilience starts now. Hey, everybody. Happy New Year. I could not be more excited to launch my first solo show this morning with two amazing and brilliant people. And I am so excited to introduce you to them today. I have Michael Overly with me today and Misty Blakesley. And I am so excited to introduce them today as I launch my first solo show. I was honored and privileged to co-author with them in the Change Book series. And I want to thank and shout out Jim Lutz and Jim Britt, number one, because without them, this would not have been possible to meet Michael and Misty. And the reason I wanted to start the New Year's and my first show with both of them was because as we started to collaborate together, I realized that our souls are just very old friends, the three of us. And Misty, number one, does brilliant coaching through her Lemonade with Love, which if you don't know her, you will after this show. Michael is also a brilliant men's empowerment coach, and you will also get to know him by the end of the show. If you don't, you will. And both of them are brilliant intuitive healers. They are gifted spiritual teachers and talented coaches. And I have the honor of doing this show with them today. And I have a feeling that we are going to be doing more than one show. And we're going to be getting into today the title of our show, which is Emotional Pain is Inevitable, Suffering is Optional. We've been collaborating and meeting and doing this because we just want to reach, we all have a mission and purpose of wanting to reach a broader audience and impact, even if it's just one person. With our healing gifts. And so today you're going to be hearing from both of them and from myself on this. And it is a team effort, really, because my favorite African proverb is, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together. And I'm just honored to go far with both of these beautiful souls. So let's get to it. So a common theme that comes up for us in our coaching and healing practices is, what is trauma? And what is comparative trauma and comparative reality? And so when we do this, how do we end up isolating ourselves in our pain and suffering? And what are emotions? And that seems like a really simple question, right? But a lot of people, mm-hmm. when we're in our coaching, is ask us that, or we ask our clients, how do you feel? And a lot of times we get, I don't know. So what are they here to teach us, emotions? And what is the importance in being able to recognize them, label them, and honor them? So we have done it, all three of us. We know how to do it, and we're willing and honored to show you how to do it. So Michael and Misty, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Maximum Resilience. And so, Michael, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Before we get into these segments, and then we will move on to Misty.
Thank you so much. God, I sound great according to you.
You are great.
Yeah, thank you so much for having myself and Misty on. Just like super, super excited about all this. So I didn't used to like who I was, and I didn't know that until about 5.5 years ago. When I had something happen, and the death of my brother just tore me open. And I grieved him very hard. And what came from that was this ability to see other things, right? I was able to let all kinds of things go. And it wasn't just his passing. What I noticed was that I was so angry. I had no emotional intelligence. And I didn't know what to do with any of it, but I realized I didn't like who I was showing up as. And so I've dedicated myself from that moment forward to healing myself. And now I help others do the same thing. It's simple, not easy, but simple. It's fantastic. And anybody can do this if they're willing to.
I love that so much, Michael. And what I love too is there's such a need for men's coaches too. Mm-hmm. And I think in our society today, and I think Misty will kind of go along with this as well, is that the societal norm is they teach, you know, our men, don't be vulnerable, don't show emotion. And I can't wait for you later in segments to get into teaching us a little bit about that myth and what you learned along your journey. So I'm super excited. Thank you for being here today. And I tell people, as now you're coaching with me and I'm coaching with you and we're embarking on these journeys together, that you're like the male version of me and I'm the female version of you. And so it's just been so exciting to embark on so many journeys with you. So thank you for being here. And Misty, my Southern belle that I love so much, tell us a little bit about yourself and introduce yourself to the world. And I'm so excited that you're here with us today.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. It's been such an exciting journey. And like you mentioned, you know, we found each other through this co-authoring this book together. And one of my very specific stories that kind of led to my journey here is in that book. And I'm looking forward to sharing that with everyone. You know, I've always had spiritual gifts. I knew that I had them. I had lots of adults tell me about them when I was 8 and 9, they would call it knowingness or, the ability to just know things or see things or hear things that other people couldn't, that were right and true. And then I went through, when I was 13, I had my father battled cancer and I lost him. And then I had additional tragedies that followed that. And I ended up losing myself along the way. And that happens to so many of us during life, right? We come here to have this physical experience and go through these challenges, and we were never meant to get lost in them or to get stuck, but oftentimes we do. And that's when sometimes we need people to help us find our way out of that. And so that is something that I went through, and a personal journey that I took when I finally realized I had gotten stuck in places that I didn't want to be, causing me to create a life that I did not want and relationships that were not good, outcomes that were not what I imagined my life to be. But deep down, I knew that I was capable of so much more. I just wasn't sure how to get there. And so I have been on my own personal journey. And the entire time I was on that journey, I always had people pointing out, you know how to do this. This, you're a healer. You're natural at this. You know how to do this. And I'm so honored and excited to be in a place where I'm utilizing my gifts to help people really move past all of the challenges they faced and learn how to use all of those to weave a beautiful, beautiful tapestry that is their life. One that they can be proud of and excited about, that they can hang on the wall and invite everyone over to admire. And I'm just so excited and honored to be able to do that. And you know, both, I've told you both, I always believe that it is an honor to witness and be a part of anyone's healing journey. And so it's something that I take very seriously, and it is something that breathes life into my soul, my body, my spirit. So thank you for having me here. So I'm so excited because the three of us together, it's always magic. And I know that today is not going to be any different. So I'm really excited that others get to witness this. We've had multiple collaborations and times that we've spent together, and so much magic happens. And today we have a whole bunch of people that get to be a part of that magic. And I'm excited about that.
Man, thank you, Misty. You know, like, I was just, this is why I love when the three of us get together, because my body is in chills again. And I've heard your story, and every time I hear it, it's like hearing it for the first time. I have chills, and that's just it. You know, you have a job, but people that are emotionally resilient have a calling. And I feel like the three of us, we have our passion and we have our calling. And when we do this work, when we do these podcasts, it breathes life into us. And it just gives us this feeling of just, and so I'm so excited that we get to get into this today. thank you both for blessing me and being here with me.
Thank you.
So we have a show for you today. And so when we get back from our break in a couple of minutes, we are going to talk about, I'm going to start with a quote by Eckhart Tolle, which is, much suffering, much unhappiness arises when you take each thought that comes into your head for the truth. And I think all three of us can talk about, even prior to our healing journeys, like Misty was talking about, we always knew, the three of us always knew we had gifts. And I think believing in our gifts was a different conversation.
Yeah.
And I think when we take you through our segments today, that's really what we're going to be talking about, is when you're stuck in that place of uncertainty, when you know that there's a shift and a change that needs to happen, what does that look like? We've been told about traditional self-care. We've been told about traditional ways of working through emotion. But what does that really look like? And so when we are able to find that balance internally, we will then find that balance externally. Would both of you agree?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. And we've heard that, right? Like, happiness is that inside job. So when we come back from our break, Misty and Mike are going to blow your socks off and your minds about what that takes, because fear takes so much energy, mm-hmm. whereas love gives us that infinite source of energy. And so we're going to talk about how we go about this process with an infinite source of love and how we work around that fear. And so the amount of growth that we will experience is in direct proportion to the amount of truth we can accept about ourselves and be aware. So when we come back from this break, Mike and Misty, taking us on a journey, and I cannot wait. So when we get back. And real quick, before we go to break, Misty, will you give them your website, please?
Yes, lemonadewithlove.com.
Wonderful. And Mike, please give them yours so they know where to find you.
Okay. www.dogsandmen.com.
Wonderful. And as always, you can find me at www.myresiliencecoach.com. And we will see you when we get back from our break.
Are you looking for a way to break old habits that are holding you back from reaching your true potential and living the life you deserve? Well, look no further than Dr. Loretta Billups. She is a clinician and a relationship and mental health coach that will assist you with reaching your purpose. She will hold you accountable so that your desires are now a reality. Connect with Dr. B at cultivatingyourlife.com and find your path today. That's cultivatingyourlife.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Us, Critical Conversations on the Challenges of Our Time, with me, Dr. Krista Lee Crane, on TransformationTalkRadio.com every fourth Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific. Listen while we focus on the intersections of truth and justice as we learn how to coexist, pushing our social transformation to the next level. Become true stewards of the justice that is needed in our world. Learn more at PreventionAgenda.org. That's PreventionAgenda.org.
Do you want to come back to yourself? To come back to your own power? To come back to your dreams? Dr. Tassel Shanebrook will help you utilize transformational mindset and energy techniques to superpower your conscious and subconscious mind so you can be your own hero. Enjoy the relationship of your dreams, your best feeling body, financial abundance, free time, and ease. You are the one you have been seeking. Visit drtassel.com to find out more.
Have you lost sight of who you truly are? Thought leader Linda Lamp is here to help. She illuminates the divine within and walks you through the walls of illusion that hide the truth about your true nature. With her help, you can realize your true self, become a force for good, and create heaven on earth. The Internal Divinity Show, uplifting and illuminating the divine in your life. Second Tuesday of every month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Well, Welcome back to Maximum Resilience with me, Kelly Bazzani, with my two amazing co-hosts, Michael Overly and Misty Blakesley. So let's get into the content of our show today. Segment one, what is emotional pain versus suffering? I think a lot of people get confused about that when they ask that. So what if we're going through grief, or what if we're going through a transition in our life? What do you mean? What is the difference between emotional pain and suffering? So we left off at the break. The process that we're referring to is perceived as difficult and painful. And I think that's why a lot of people get stuck in this, because they're like, well, I just want to stay comfortable. Mm-hmm. That's, I think, where people get caught up, though, because is it really comfortable? So Misty, you have this amazing concept of ponds of emotions. Mm-hmm. And a lot of individuals like to get caught there. So I want you to take us on a little journey here of your analogy, because I think it's so brilliant. And I think it can help break it down for people. And then Michael, in our next segment, you're going to kind of expand on that a little bit for us. So I'm going to sit back and let Misty kind of take us a little bit, and then we can kind of add in. So,
What I like to do is imagery for me is really powerful. And so I had this really great vision when I was working, when we were having a conversation and working with others. And, you know, where we all are birthright, where we all belong, is in a place of peace and joy and abundance. And so the imagery I have is, imagine that there's up on this hill, there's this beautiful mansion called Peace and Joy, and it's residing on Abundance Island. Well, the thing is, that's where we're all supposed to be. That's our birthright. That's where we were born. That's where we came from. And that's where we're supposed to live in this life, not later, but in this life. However, as we go through life and we leave that place and we explore and we have life experiences, we have emotional experiences. We experience our emotions, which I call messengers, guides. They are gifts. They are gifts from God. It's how the universe speaks to us. The thing is, we label them. We label some of them as desirable, like bliss and joy and happiness and excitement. And we label some of them undesirable, anger, grief, anguish, frustration, jealousy, envy. So the first disservice that we've done is we've put them into buckets and we've labeled them. And now we decide we only want some of them and not all of them. And we only are willing to honor some of them and not all of them, but they all serve us. And so the analogy I give is that as you're exploring, you run into these ponds. So this mansion is surrounded by all of this land and all of these ponds. And depending on what's happened in our lives, we can go to visit the anger pond and spend some time there. And then we decide to just stay there. Or we're there and we realize we don't know how to get out. Where's the path? How do I get out of here? I know how I got here, but now I don't know how to leave. Or even worse, you feel like that's where you're supposed to be. So you build a hut, you make a home, and you live there. And we can do that in lots of our emotions. And so I call it, you know, going to visit the anger pond or going to visit the grief pond. The point here is that we're supposed to visit and have an experience and learn something, but we're not supposed to get stuck there. We were never meant to live there. That's not where we live. We live in peace and joy and abundance. We're not supposed to live in these other places. And so that is the analogy that I have a lot of times, especially when I'm helping people explore for the first time. What is trauma? What are your wounds? And what are your emotions? Why do you have them? And how can we experience them? But that's, for me, when we talked about emotional pain is inevitable, suffering is optional, having the experience is inevitable, getting stuck there is when we suffer. And that was never meant to happen.
That is so beautifully stated, right? Because speak to us a little bit about, don't you feel that if people are experiencing that emotion, sometimes they feel, if I feel that emotion and I allow myself to work myself all the way through that emotion, I might never come back from it. So if I'm familiar with an emotion and I know how to deal with it effectively, like anger, then I'm safe. Then it's comfortable. But what they're not realizing is if they work their way through that experience, they might be surprised what they find on the other end, because it's so low vibrational that when they get stuck there, they don't know what they might be missing on the other side. So speak to us a little bit, Misty, about what's the difference between feeling the emotion, experiencing the emotion, and releasing the emotion.
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of times when I'm doing work with individuals, the thing that I always want to make sure that we're doing is that, one, that we acknowledge the experiences that we've had. And then how, like you said, how does that make you feel? Most of the time we may briefly name them, but what I find is that people are afraid that if I face that anger head on, if I face that sadness head on, sadness, for example, if I allow myself to cry, I don't know if I'll be able to stop. I've withheld that from myself for so long that now I'm afraid of what facing that head on is going to do, not realizing that the extended suffering is from the unwillingness to do just that. But the minute we turn it and we face it and embrace it, and I teach people how to actually have conversations with their emotions, to talk to anger, what is it you want me to know? What are you trying to tell me? And so many things will come up, but it's quick. And then once we're done getting everything that we need, all the messages and all the information from that experience and that emotion, then we release it. We let it go. And on the other side of that is breath. You feel like you can breathe.
Yeah.
The things that are most often said to me is, I feel like a weight's been lifted off my chest or my shoulders. I feel like I'm really breathing for the first time in years. And it's intense, but it's quick. What is prolonged is the constant avoidance, giving it the side eye. I know you're there, but not today.
Yes.
I know you have, I feel like you have something for me, but I don't think I want what you have.
Yes.
But it follows you. That's another thing people don't realize is there's no true avoidance, sweeping it under the rug, hiding it under the couch. It follows you. It actually ends up in a backpack on your back.
And don't you guys relate to that? Because when you're thinking about emotions, right? The way I like to think about it is, I think the word trigger has become so overused. Like a trigger is a negative thing. A trigger for me, how I've redefined it, is a trigger shows me where I'm meeting resistance and what more needs to be healed within me. And what more experiences and lessons, because to your point, Missy, when you're turning the side eye to it, right, it's going to keep reappearing. So how I like to tell people, it's like when you're a parent and a little child comes up to you and they're like, mom, 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 that's like your emotions that you're avoiding, right? And what happens until you look at that child and go, I see you, I hear you, I acknowledge you, then that child's like, okay, and it goes plays, right? Now it might come back and go, mom, 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 until you look at that child again and go, I see you, I hear you, I acknowledge you, right? It's like those emotions. They're going to keep, until you turn to them and go, I see you, I acknowledge you, I hear you. It might be triggering, but what lesson is it here to teach me? What? And I love how you say, turn and have a conversation with that emotion. That is brilliant.
Yep.
Have a conversation with that emotion. It might feel like it's going to harm you, right? It might feel that way, but the fact is that it won't, right? Brilliant. I love it. I love it. And Michael, do you have any, I know we're going to get to you in a minute because you're going to share your experience, but do you have anything you want to add to this? Because I get so excited about this conversation.
I do, and it came up just a minute ago. And you had mentioned before about being people wanting to be comfortable staying in the same place because it feels comfortable. And I think there's an important distinction that we mistake familiarity for comfort, right? If it's predictable, it's easier to deal with, to handle, to expect, but you probably don't actually feel that much more comfortable sitting in your grief, your anger, your sadness, your depression, whatever that is. It's just familiar. So you don't have any weird expectations around it. And I think that's such a big deal. We're so afraid of being uncomfortable that we spend all this time trying not to be uncomfortable, and that just makes us more uncomfortable.
That's it. It's that self-sabotaging cycle, right? Like this is more comfortable But no, it's actually just familiar. It's actually making things more uncomfortable. Rather than getting uncomfortable for a minute and being like, what is this trying to teach me to lead a more comfortable life of being more comfortable with emotions, being more comfortable with things like that? Yeah, absolutely. So Misty, when we go into that bridge there, right? What is, speak a little bit, because before we go on to a break and then we'll get back into it, but I want to give them a little teaser before we come back to break here. What is the difference between that self-love, that self-care, and then that body tuning and that healing? We have a couple minutes before break and then we'll get into it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll try to get through this quickly. So one of the things that I help individuals understand is that when we get lost or we end up setting up shop somewhere we're not supposed to be, you're at the pond of anger or grief or sadness, is that it is individuals like me and you, Kelly and Michael, that can go grab their hand and show them the way. I always tell people, you are your own healer. You are your own guide. You've just gotten so stuck in that emotion and the fear that you've stopped learning how to listen or the willingness to listen. And so, you know, what we do is help guide you to the bridge that will take you back across to the place where you really belong, and that joy, peace, and abundance. And so I think that that's something that's really important for people to understand, is that, you know, mental health and mental wellness is the ability to say, I'm not sure, I'm stuck and I don't know how to get out from here. And I don't really want to be here any longer, but I actually don't know how to get myself out of here. And a lot of people, and that's healing. That's what healing work is. But in addition to healing work, there are also ways that we self-love and self-care. So self-love routines could be really dedicating time to do things that make you feel loved and empowered and better. Reading books. For me, it's, you know, a hot bath with candles. It's going on walks by myself. So spending time alone with myself, really loving myself, taking myself on dates, loving myself. Body tuning for me are things like meditation and yoga and working out. So there are things that really allow me to care for myself on every level. But a lot of times what I find is that those can get confused. People can confuse healing with body tuning and with self-care.
Yes.
And they're all important, but none of them can replace each other.
That's it.
You need all of them if you want to get back to that joy and peace mansion on Abundance Island. You got to have it all in order to cross the bridge.
So extremely imperatively important. And when we come back from our last break, we are going to just drive it home for you in our last half hour of those differences. Now, Misty has talked about how to get to the bridge, and we're going to come back and the three of us are going to teach you, we're on the bridge. Now what? Now what? We're on the bridge with these emotions. Now what do we do with them? Well, how do we implement that self-care, healing, body tuning? Now what do I do with all of it? Excellent. Looking forward to coming back and explaining to you what do we do now that we're on the bridge. So join us when we get back. Me, Michael Overly, and Misty Blakely, come back and join us. We will be right back.
Hi, I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. And I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore Earth's guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit DivineGuidance.Earth.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the golden age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net. Boy, does this feel like good times today. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love it. This is a show that's going to invite all of you to open up your heart because it's about dreams coming true. There's a road we get to take as we craft out and we lay a course that's in service of so many others. Sometimes the universe, God, whatever you believe in, have you ever wondered why, but better than why, or how the universe knows how to line things up in a way that gets you ready for the most expansive part of who you're going to become? This is the time to change. And gratitude, leading with love, opens up more expansive possibilities than you can imagine. Crust busting your way to an awesome life.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'm excited to tell you about the latest technology. It is new to this country, and it's just amazing. It's out of Germany. The Healy is state-of-the-art technology for improving and changing the body vibration. I have more information about the Healy on my website, MaryJaneMack.com, or you can call the office at 888-777-4232.
Welcome back to Maximum Resilience with me, Kelly Bazzani, and my brilliant, brilliant guest stars, Michael Overly and Misty Blakeslee. We left off with explaining what is the difference between self-care and body tuning and healing before we get into emotions. We're on the bridge now. What do we do with those emotions? And so I just wanted to add to Misty's brilliance on that one. So important, you know, people think of self-care as like, you know, that chocolate cake or that salt bath or whatever they're doing. And so I just wanted to kind of emphasize what Misty just talked about. Please know the difference between what is self-care versus body tuning versus healing. And so are we intentionally creating resistance in our lives? And if you are, just self-care can be creating that self-awareness to notice that you're creating resistance in your life. And to what? To your strength, to your skill, to your resilience. So are you implementing the necessary structure necessary for a physically healthy life? For an emotionally healthy life? Structured nutrition, sleep, relaxation. Are you intentionally creating a mentally and emotionally healthy environment? So it's wonderful to do those self-care things like Misty's talking about, right? Getting that massage, doing that yoga. We're asking you to move that needle a little bit deeper and look at the healing part of that, which is what I'm specifically talking about right now. Looking at your relationships. If you keep having the same thing come up for you, again and again and again, that's affecting your life in a negative way. Taking a minute to stop and look at that and having the awareness. Are you intentional and deliberate about your life? So just like looking at a GPS, right? Are you having a detailed direction about where you want your life to be headed? That's the healing part of this, which we're going to get into in this segment. So I'm super excited about that. That's where we talk about it's important to kind of get really honest with yourself about your current reality. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is why you need coaches and mentors to help guide you over the bridge. You need someone that has actually gone through this healing themselves so that they are aware of what it looks like. If you go to someone and they're like, I don't know, man, I don't know what that might look like, then they're not going to be able to effectively and efficiently help you, guide you over that bridge. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what Misty has brilliantly said is this could take, you know, 6 to 18 months to really uncover what needs to be uncovered and to be given the tools needed to cross that bridge. Mm-hmm. So it's really important as a coach or a mentor to understand what gift you have.
Oh, yes.
Right? So if I'm working with someone and I'm doing emotional resilience, but somebody needs, say, Michael, who's a men's empowerment coach, and I've gotten them to that part of the bridge that they're okay, right? But they need now Michael to help them with another part mm-hmm. of the bridge, and Michael helps them to a certain part of the bridge, and Michael gets them to a part of the bridge where then they might need Misty to help get them over the rest of the part of the bridge, right? It's going to depend on the season of life you're in and what you're going mm-hmm. through. So now we've been wandering aimlessly, right? And we've just dipped our toes in the pond of feelings like Misty's talking about. You're like, oop, I'm a little angry when this kind of thing happens. I've dipped my toe in this pond of anger, and I kind of get resentful when I dip my toe in this pond. And now what? So Michael's going to kind of talk to us a little bit. Michael, we know. Michael, we know you've taken several trips to the angry pond in your past. You fished in it. Heck, you've lived in it at times. And I love you because I have too.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. So I also know that because of this, you were showing up as someone you didn't like that you talked about. So tell us a little bit how anger made you feel strong. And you used it as fuel because you felt you were getting something out of it. Because this is where people get confused too. And then how you were able to reframe that once you did the healing work.
Oh my God. We need like 12 hours for this.
Hey, we can take it on to the next show too.
Oh my gosh. I mean, it's true. It's right. It's totally fantastic. But at the time, I wasn't able to see how invested I was in being angry, right? Because of what I was getting from it. I felt strong and I felt righteous, and I felt sure of myself, and because I had this fuel was constantly available, right? The smallest thing could give it to me, right? The smallest thing, you know, a trigger could set me off, and it didn't matter if I was right or not. I was still right. I had to be right. And I stayed in this place of not being willing to understand someone else, not even understanding myself to begin with, but not giving anyone else a break. And I mean, I didn't just fish there and dive in it now and then. I bought scuba gear to spend time down there, right?
Yeah.
It was what I needed, I guess, at the time, right? Otherwise, it wouldn't have happened. But where it took me was not a great place, though. You know, alcohol problems, getting arrested. I had all sorts of wonderful experiences along the way due to my inability to deal with my emotions. What I've gotten from that is allowing myself to still feel these things when they come up, right? Because it's just life. We know emotions are here, and as Misty beautifully said, they're messengers. These are indicators for something going on. So when I feel grumpy about somebody I'm working with, or a guy down the street, right, cuts you off, whatever it is, I'm like, well, what's that about? He didn't do anything to me. But I'm upset about something. What is that about for me? I need to go spend some time with that. And now, and I'm not perfect at it, but I can be there. I can befriend that emotion and say, hey, come on, let's have a sit. I love Misty's description of having a conversation with
yes.
Somebody I looked up to for years, Thich Nhat Hanh, would say, you know, invite your friend in for tea, right?
Yes.
Spend some time there. If we don't spend time in that uncomfortable place, we'll never understand it and be able to mitigate the level or intensity of those feelings. That's what people are really afraid of, in my opinion. They're afraid mm-hmm. of the possibility of the feeling, not the feeling itself.
Yes. And Michael, wouldn't you agree? It's in the realm of uncertainty that fulfillment is found. When you're sitting in that uncertainty and you're exploring that, since your mind believes everything you tell it about love. You know, you're sitting there, your mind believes everything you tell it. So if you tell it to be angry, it's going to be angry. But if you sit and have that conversation with it and you're telling it, okay, love yourself enough to go through this. Love yourself enough to be patient. Love yourself enough to go through this experience. Love yourself enough to be uncomfortable. Then you're going to start telling your mind about love. So it's not reality that creates your beliefs. It's your beliefs that create the reality.
Oh, yeah.
So when you sit down to do this work, it's like, be so committed to what's best for your heart that you are willing, like we've talked about, be willing to sit through the most uncomfortable pain of growth and change so that you refuse to accept anything less than love and alignment. Because I know for myself, I might not have known what those emotions were right away, but I knew I felt out of alignment. I knew something fell off for me. So I love Misty saying, have that conversation. And Michael, you saying the same thing, right? Let's sit down and have a chat. Yeah. You're not going to know what it feels like right away, right? But the key to releasing that resistance is to decrease the importance you are giving to your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
You may think those thoughts, but you're not your thoughts. But when you observe them and you see them as neutral, like Misty talked about in the beginning, you become present to the moment and you become free. So you're not placing more emphasis on the good thoughts and bad energy to the negative thoughts. And I think that's where we start seeing that, right? So we don't just fall in love with the result, but we fall in love with the process. And when we fall in love with the process, the results take care of themselves, you know? So Michael, I love that. You know, my master life coach used to say, like, you're getting a payoff. You're so angry, Kelly. You're so stoic. You're so hardened, but you're getting a payoff. I'm like, I'm getting a payoff. I don't like being this angry. She's like, but you keep doing it, or else yep. You wouldn't keep doing it. You're getting a payoff. And I'm like, oh, I am. You know, when I act angry, I feel powerful and I get to keep people at a distance. But was it really a payoff? No. And I know speaking in conversations with you, you were feeling tired and burnt out. And so tell us a little bit now, since you've shifted out of that, how do you create your day? How do you show up? And how do you choose differently if you're presented with emotional pain?
Yeah, great questions. So I dedicate time to myself. You know, Misty mentioned it before. I get up really early, right? Most people think I'm nuts. I'm up at 3:30, but it's fully intentional and it's purposeful. So I get to spend time with my partner, and sometimes we don't say a word. We just sit, sip coffee, look at the fire, you know, watch the snowfall. It's fantastic. Sometimes we have wonderful conversations, and then we go off and do our own things, meditation. I do self-hypnosis also, all these other things, but I'm creating my day from the moment I get up. If I catch myself spinning off into whatever's happening at 1 o'clock, I'm like, whoa, come on back. Because I want to be as present as I possibly can in any moment, right?
Yes.
Doesn't always happen, and that's okay. It's a practice. Oh, in the chapter for the book that I wrote that I'm co-authored with you guys, I can't say the full title on here, but it's I don't know, let's just say dog doo-doo, right?
Yes.
And it's this constant practice of reminding myself that the more I learn, the more I realize, man, I really don't know.
That's it.
There's so much I don't know. And so I learn more and I realize there's even more I don't know.
Yes.
And that brings a level of humility and integrity into what I want to give other people. It helps me set limits and boundaries with myself and other people. It helps me show up better for myself when something happens that gets me fired up, right? Whoa. Back off. What is this right now? What do I need? So, and I'm really good at catching it, but again, not perfect. There's no such thing as perfection, guys. So, it's a skill I had to build. It's a muscle I had to build, and I had to be willing to just get uncomfortable a little bit at a time, right? You don't have to go full bore, full tilt. That's scary as hell, but you can do a little bit and then realize you're safe. Because I think that's underneath most of this stuff is a feeling of unworthiness or lack of safety. but you're safe. Do one little thing and you're like, okay, oh, that wasn't really that bad. And the next time you can do more. And those muscles start to get bigger.
That's so beautifully stated, Mike. Didn't I tell you guys about these two? I was... So that's what I'm saying, right? Like a lack of results is a lack of belief in oneself. And this is just like anything where it's a muscle that needs to be continuously exercised. So Misty, wouldn't you agree? I want to hear too about how you create your day to give everybody some hope and some how to cross this bridge. But don't you agree, Misty, that if you're walking around saying, this is who I am. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I hear that a lot in my coaching, right? That's a fixed mindset, right? It leaves no room for you to go overweight. So one of the things you say that I love, that I feel is so brilliant, is don't overthink it, but don't overlook it. So tell us a little bit, how do you create your day? And
can I go back to, you said a couple of things that really triggered some thoughts for me. Can I
goodness
go back
gracious,
and change a couple
yes.
of this? Okay.
Yeah.
So I feel really something that came up to me in the conversation you and Michael were having is, I think that the overall message is when you stop running from things, your anger, the experiences that you had, the trauma and the wounds, you stop running from it and you stand still and you turn and face it, then you can learn how to run towards everything you want. But until you stop running from everything you don't want, you cannot start running towards the things you do want. And that's the power in healing. And that's the power in actually doing the work a little bit at a time.
Yes.
Michael, you're so right. It doesn't have to be scary. It does not have to be painful. My method and what I practice is gentle. It can be gentle and loving. It doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to feel like you're running into a brick wall. That is not the way I wanted to do it. It is not the preferred method that I have. I know people who've done it that way who are like, they got results. They're like, don't think I love the way that felt. But I'm the person that says, let's love how it feels.
Yeah.
So that we get really good at it. And then let me show you how much you said we are not our thoughts. Here's the thing. We're so much more than our thoughts.
Yes.
But we stop there, right? Because we're running. We're running from so many things, including our thoughts.
That's it.
And so much, just so much profound awareness in what you guys were saying in the conversation that you were having.
Well, Misty, it's like a diet. It's like when people go on a diet and they're like, crash diet, 7 days a week. It's like, okay, you're going to get results, right? But are you having fun doing it? How fun is that for you? It's the same thing with healing. Like you're talking about, it's like you have this big wall, you take out one brick at a time, a little bit of light shines in. Me and Michael were just talking about this, right? It's
I love this.
Whoa, there's a little bit of light, right? You don't have to knock out the whole wall. That's so overwhelming, right? But you take out a little bit of light and it's like, it opens up some space. If you're carrying around all this emotional weight all the time, it's like, whoa. But the more you just, a little bit of light, it opens up that room, like you said, for all the abundance to start coming in. So brilliantly stated, right?
Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
Well, this goes back to what Misty said earlier also about the backpack. I love the analogy. Every time there's something we don't deal with, we just throw it right in that backpack. Before we know it, that thing is huge, heavy, unmanageable. So you take one rock out and you're like, oh, hey, that's a little better. A little better. Then you learn to take another rock out. And then, man, before you know it, you're not even paying attention. You're just chucking rocks out and you're moving on.
That's it.
Yeah. I often say to people, not dealing with your wounds and your trauma and learning how to have a healthy relationship with your emotions is like climbing a mountain with a 250-pound pack on your back. You'll still get where you want to go, but it's going to be way harder than it has to be. It's probably going to be exhausting. You're going to experience burnout. Or we can unload that and then you can race up that mountain if that's what you want. But that's all of those analogies. And hopefully that's helping our audience to really understand and resonates with them on some level of how they feel like they have been experiencing life, for however long they have, whether it's I'm running from something or I feel like I'm carrying the weight of the world. You know, we're here to tell you it doesn't have to be that way.
No.
And you touched on something too, Kelly. One of the reasons we love working together is something I always want to be connected into a strong, healthy, vibrant community of healers and coaches, because I'm not for everyone. Mm-hmm. And I have a certain set of skills and abilities in ways that I know how to help people. Exactly. And if we're supposed to spend time together, we will, but no one should be with me forever. That's codependence.
I'm
here to teach you and to guide you. And then when it's time, I let you go so that you can go. So Kelly, like you were talking about, it may be my job to come make you aware that you've even built the hut at Angry Pond and that you don't have to live here, and take you to the bridge so that Kelly can show you how to get across. And so that Michael can then show you where the mansion actually is. And so that is another thing too, when you start to do this work, is for some reason, most of us have an innate nature to be really loyal, but it's not disloyalty to have lots of coaches or teachers or mentors. That's life. We didn't have the same teacher all the way through grade school and middle school and high school. We didn't have the same coaches for Little League as we did for varsity. This is part of life, is having mentors and coaches. And so it's one of the reasons why I'm just so thrilled to have the connections that I do and to know both of you, because your stories are so powerful and what you offer is so strong. And it is together, it is with the community of us together, that we are going as fast as we can to tap people on the shoulder and say, hey, do you want out of this hut? Do you want to get out of Grief Pond? Are you tired of being envious and resentful? Come with us. Let me show you what's possible. So yeah, thank you for that. Thank you for letting me share all of that.
That's it, Missy. And that's such a beautiful, and I think that's what brought us to each other, is that's the abundance mindset. Yeah. That's not coming from a fear of scarcity or a fear of lack. And I always talk about, you know, and I got this from the holistic psychologist that I follow, if you guys don't follow her. And also really quickly, if you guys have not read Atlas of the Heart by Brené Brown, please, it's on HBO. And it talks about emotions. What is the difference between envy and jealousy, you know, resentments and this and that? It changed my world. All three of us recommend that as a reading source. But coming from that place of abundance, like we're talking about, all of us, me, Michael, and Misty, we share our materials with each other. We share our coaching with each other.
Yes.
We refer clients to each other. If it is not my gift, but I know it's Michael or Misty's gift, I refer out. We share sources on LinkedIn. That is coming from a place of abundance, that we don't hold our clients. Mm-hmm. They are not supposed to be with us forever if we feel like resources. So I want to end too with a quote on personal power, that I feel will be really beneficial and wrap up what we've been talking about. And it says, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. Yeah. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, all three of us ask you guys, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. If you don't believe in God, put in universe. You are a child of the universe. You are a child of whatever you believe in. You're playing small, doesn't serve the world. There is nothing enlightening about shrinking so other people won't feel insecure around you. We are born to make manifest the glory of God. Replace it with whatever you need. Universe, that is within you. It's not just in some of us. It is in everyone. As we let our light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. That is from Marianne Williamson. I love to quote because it's not my quote. So with that being said, we three believe in every single one of you. We are here to, number one, get you out of whatever pond you are in, anger, resentment, grief, sadness, envy, jealousy, whatever pond, we are then there to get you to the bridge. We are then there to guide you over the bridge. And we are there to then rejoice with you when you get into that abundance, hut, peace, joy. And I am so honored to have both Michael and Misty with you. Please check out their websites. Misty, one more time, your website
is www.lemonadewithlove.com.
Thank you. And Michael?
www.dogsandmen.com.
Thank you. And I've never been so honored to have both of you with me on my first solo show. I am just so touched and honored. And please, if you need deep healing, wonderful coaching, and beautiful souls to enter your life, please contact Misty and Michael. And we are here to serve and to guide you.
Thank you.
Until next time, thank you.
Thank you for listening to Maximum Resilience with me, Kelly Bazzani, your ally for addiction. Tune in the first Monday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. Engage in this epic journey of how to own your power and the steps to take that lead you towards an incredible life of maximum resilience. We do recover. Experience the transformation from addiction to living your best life. For more information about Maximum Resilience and me, Kelly Bazzani, visit MyResilienceCoach.com. That's MyResilienceCoach.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Know You're Crazy.
Crazy.
With me, Susan Danae. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDanae.com. That's DENEE.com.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and make your appointment today.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your